Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Father, we just thank you and give your name praise. Father, we thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing. And Father, we thank you, Lord, most of all, that you are perfecting everything that concerns us. Therefore, Father, even on this prophetic midnight call, we choose to lift your name up and we choose to praise your holy name. Father, we declare in the name of Jesus that you are turning situations around. Father, we declare favor that shall be given for your people concerning financial breakthroughs, concerning legal matters, concerning family and relationships. Father, whatever it might be, Father, we declare and decree favor in your matchless name. Father, we decree in the name of Jesus that no weapon that is formed against us, it will not prosper. Father, we declare and decree that you are our good shepherd and we have no need nor want for anything. Father, we declare in the name of Jesus that all shall be well because you're turning and shifting situations around. We decree and declare miracles shall begin to come forth, Father, unexpected miracles, miracles that we are expecting. Father, they shall come forth and they shall manifest for your precious name in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare, Father, breakthroughs concerning finances, breakthroughs even concerning our marriages, breakthroughs concerning our children. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus that you're breaking the back of lack concerning us because, Father, we declare and affirm that we are the wealthy of the world. We are the success of the Lord. We are the prosperity of God. And Father, we thank you right now that you have made us the head and not the tail. And Father, we will rise up and we be victorious in your matchless name. Father, we declare that our head will be held up high because you are the lifter of our head. Father, we declare that you are our good shepherd and we choose to move forth and we choose to do all that you have called and ordained us to do. Father, we declare that we will not look back, but we will look forward. Because you are the author and you are the finisher of our faith. Therefore, Father, we lift your holy name up and we say yes to you, Lord. Yes to your will, yes to your purpose, yes to your plan, yes to everything that you have started on the inside of us. We give your name praise and we give you thanks now and forevermore. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we lift your name up and we praise your holy name. Right before we get started, Prophetess Nam, we're going to put Prophetess Darlene Gray. She's going to be number 7, and Prophetess Naomi, you'll be number 8. Prophetess Darlene Gray, she's going to be number 7, and you're going to be number 8. Come on, people, God. Naomi, just open up the line so we can start praying in the Holy Ghost. Ah, yeah. In the name of
Yandere the Bosch, 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 Yandere the Bos Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We want to thank you, God, and we want to give you our honor and praise, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for ordering our footsteps, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for letting your angels go before us, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for protection that you put all around us, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for covering us and our family, oh God, and our home and our loved ones, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, that all those who don't know you, God, help them to recognize their sins, repent, give their hearts and minds to you, that they will become your child, oh God. And God, we want to thank you for answering our cry, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for your loving kindness, oh God. We want to thank you for your grace and your mercy, God. We want to thank you, God, for your turnaround, God. And we want to thank you, God, for your healing our relationships, oh God. Relationship healing, God. We want to thank you, God. We want to thank you, God, for being a marriage keeper, oh God. We want to thank you, God, that family that prays together stays together, God. We want to thank you, God, for letting us be unstoppable on this prayer call, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for breaking generational curses and breaking strongholds, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, that all those who are the sick and the shedding, God, that you wrap your arms around them, heal them, God. All the ones that requested healing, God, and even those who didn't, God, but they, in deep in their hearts, they want you to heal them, God. Heal them, oh God. Touch them, oh God. Comfort them, oh God. Give them the love and help them, God, through whatever struggles that they're going through, God, in their bodies and or their minds or whatever their situations, oh God. Oh God, and we want to thank you, God, for letting us be your mouthpiece, God. We want to thank you, God, that we are a blessing, oh God, and not a curse, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, for, again, leading us and guiding us, oh God. And I decree and declare, oh God, that prosperity come our way. I decree and declare, oh God, that blessings come our way, oh God. And I want to give you our honor and praise, oh God, and thank you, God, for being our source. Thank you, God, for being our supplier, oh God. And thank you, God, for our leader, Master Prophet, and our leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, oh God. And continue to bless them, oh God. And God, bless their family and bless every family on the line, their family, God. Be with them in your wonderful, mighty name, oh God. And thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Even so, Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise, my God. Lord, the Lord in the midst of us is mighty. We give you the glory and honor and adoration, Father, with thanksgiving and worship. Tonight we bow before you, Lord Jesus, in humility and seeking your face and your wisdom, seeking your kingdom and your righteousness, Father. Lord, you say we seek you all, we will find you. And we thank you, Father, that, Lord, you are with us, my God. You promised never to leave us nor forsake us. And we thank you, Father, for your blood being applied in our hearts, your blood that will cover our lives and cover our homes and cover our family in the name of Jesus. And even as we lift up, Lord, even our Bishop E. Bernard Jordan before you, Father, and leading Lady Pastor and Prophetess Deborah Jordan, Father, we pray your continual outpouring of your Spirit, Father, even as you declare, and Lord, in John chapter 2, and verse 28, Lord, in the last, you will pour out your Spirit upon all flesh, upon our sons and daughters, my God. They shall prophesy. Upon young men they shall see vision. Old men shall dream dreams. upon your servant and your handmaid, your folk, your spirit in these last days, Father. And Lord, they shall prophesy. We thank you for the spirit of prophecy, Father, the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. We give you the glory and the praise for unctionizing, Father, even, Lord, every member of the Berean's family and the Jordan family. Touching, my God, prophetess Mother Mary Jordan. Touching, Lord, prophetess and Mother Mary Berean, Father, in a very special way. Continue to strengthen, Lord. Strengthen every area of their lives in the name of Jesus. Let your angels be an assignment, Father. Lord, opening doors, my God, that seem shut, Father. And Lord, removing every hindrances, Father, and causing every stumbling block to become stepping stones in the lives of us, your people, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Father, it's the anointing that breaks the yokes, my God, and set the captives free. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the healing virtue even flowing, my God, even past the reed, Father. And those who require the healing tonight, Father, we release the healing virtue and we send forth your word, Father. Your word that will not return to your void. We give you praise, Father, Lord, as we decree your angels, my God, surrounding homes and surrounding the nations. And we thank you for your protection, my God, your peace that you establish that passes all understanding. We keep our hearts and minds stayed upon you. And we thank you for joy that is unspeakable and full of glory. In Jesus' name we thank you. Amen. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen, amen. And dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for provision. Lord, we thank you for provision that, Lord God, exceeds all expectation. Lord, we thank you for your kind and gentle heart that continues to be with us even in times, Lord God, when it may feel a little lonely. Lord, we thank you for your love and your grace that continue to comfort us. Lord God, we thank you for your clarity of mind. We thank you, Lord God, for direction, the angels of protection that guide us each and every day, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that your will be done in our lives. Lord, even when we make errors or when we sin, Lord God, that your will be done in our lives, Lord God, that you're able to make a way out of no way. Lord, we raise our leaders today. We raise up our community today. We raise up, Lord God, those that you've called to lead us, to be our shepherds, Lord God. Bless them, Lord God, with the double portion. Bless them with the double anointing, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you would keep us in times, Lord God, of uncertainty, Lord God, that you would keep us in times, Lord, when we really don't have answers. Lord, we thank you for being the answer always, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for being our love and our grace and our mercy and our food to eat, Lord God. We thank you for bringing the bread, Lord God. We thank you for continuing to be with us. Lord, I lift up my family today on tonight, Lord God. I pray that in this season of transition, you will continue to guide us, Lord God, that there will be no missteps, Lord God, that where you're taking us, Lord God, that we will meet you there and even bigger and beyond, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing in this season. I pray that you would remove anything that is not of you, any thoughts, any desires, anything that would move us away from you and your destiny for us, Lord God. I pray that you would just give us the strength to remove it from our lives, Lord God. And I pray that even on tonight, Lord God, even on tonight, Lord, I pray that you would do a miracle, Lord God, that you would do something exceedingly abundantly beyond all understanding. We thank you, Lord. We praise you and we glorify your name. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Father God, we thank you for Archbishop Ibanez Jordan and our leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan. Lord, we thank you for the space that they have continues to create a hole for us, Lord, to be together and to both near and far, Lord, the saints that are connected to the ministry, both near and far, Lord, across the globe. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to pray with each other, Lord. And Lord, we just speak to every entrepreneur there that is on this phone call, Lord, that is connected to the ministry, Lord. We speak encouragement into their lives, Lord. We speak encouragement into their ideas, Father. We speak encouragement into their processes, Father, Lord. We speak encouragement into everything that has to do with their brands, Father, Lord. Let their braveness, Lord, be bold, Lord, and let it ring out into the marketplace, Lord. Let them be able to earn, Lord, and be able to grow business, Father, and be able to encourage the rest of us around them to continue to grow business, Father. We thank you for this opportunity of financial breakthrough and freedom, Lord, that you have created for us in this season. Father, let us not get stuck in any media hype, in any political hype, Lord. Let us just continue to focus on the kingdom of God and the principles and the foundation and the prophecies, Lord, that you have given us, Lord. Let us be able to walk our prophecies out, Father. Give us encouragement to make another move in the word of prophecy, Father. Let every saint here follow the words of the prophet, Father, and be prosperous in this season, Father. We thank you for all the mothers on this phone call, Father. We thank you for their intuition, Father, to guide us, Lord, to pray for us, Lord, to be a healing to us, Lord, to nurture us, Father. We thank you for that space of motherhood, Lord, and let it continue to flourish, Lord. We thank you for fatherhood, Lord, that is there to support it. Father, Lord, we thank you for fatherhood that is there to help to grow the family, Lord, and to support the family, Lord, to lead the family, to be the visionary. Lord, we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for fatherhood and our young fathers, including myself, Lord, and all of those who are on this call, Lord. Let us not shy away from the responsibilities, Lord, that you have blessed us with, Lord. It's not a place where we have to do this, Lord. This is a place where we get to do this. We get to be fathers, Lord. And this is truly a blessing, Father. We just thank you for that opportunity to continue to grow this community, Father. And thank you for all of the saints on the phone call, Lord, that we all get this opportunity, Lord, to travel. I just hear travel, Father. I thank you for the opportunity to travel, Father. Let the saints be able to travel, both near and far. Let them be able to experience other cultures, other ways of life, Lord. Let them be able to find you in different places around the globe, Lord. And let it just all be come back together to be a blessing to the kingdom of God. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Prophet Joshua.
Amen. Amen and amen. And Father God, we thank you now for this time. We thank you, Father God, because we know that this is the day that you have made. Father God, we thank you for doing a new thing even in our lives. Father God, we thank you for touching our leaders, Father God, and Archbishop, Master Prophet, and Pastor Deborah Jordan. Father God, we thank you for touching their lives, Father God. We thank you for the divine hedge of protection, Father God, that you have over Pastor Mary Berrien, Father God, and Prophetess Mary Jordan, Father God. We thank you for doing a new thing even in their lives, Father God. We thank you for touching even the elderly, even in this season, Father God. We thank you for divine healing, Father God, and divine hedge of protection, Father God. We thank you for even keeping their bodies, Father God, in perfect health, Father God. We thank you for even releasing a peace, Father God, upon your people, Father God, that surpasses all understanding. We thank you, Father God, for touching your company of prophets, Father God. We thank you, Father God, because we know that you reveal your secrets unto your servants, the prophet, Father God. We thank you for doing a new thing even in our lives, Father God. Thank you for touching our children's lives, Father God. We thank you for touching our spouses, Father God, our husbands and our wives, Father God. We thank you for touching their bodies and touching their minds, Father God, as they provide for our families and for our homes. Father God, we thank you when we even lift up, Father God, those that are homeless, Father God, those that don't have shelter, Father God, we ask that you continue to cover them and keep them, Father God. Father God, be that warmth unto them, Father God, in this time of need, Father God. We thank you even for touching even, Father God, the people of God, Father God, in their finances, Father God. We thank you for new ideas, Father God, new money-making ideas, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for allowing us, Father God, and keeping us, Father God, and keeping our minds stayed on you, Father God, keeping our eyes unto the hills, Father God, which cometh our help, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for touching, Father God, our sons and our daughters, Father God. Keep them, Father God. We thank you and we lift up each and every leader, Father God, each and every pastor, each and every reverend, Father God. We thank you and we lift up your fivefold ministry, Father God, and we ask even now, Father God, that you continue to protect them, Father God, and release your glory even unto them. Father God, we thank you even for doing a new thing, Father God, even inside of Prophetess Barbara, as she travels, Father God. We thank you for safe travels, Father God. We thank you for touching, Father God, Prophetess Glenda Freeman, Father God. And we thank you for touching her family, Father God, in this time of need, Father God. Father God, because we know that your word says that you are ever-present help in our time of need, Father God, in our time of trouble, Father God. We thank you, Father God, and we know that we give you all the time the victory and the praise and the honor, Father God, that is rightfully yours. In the mighty and masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, in the blood of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you. We praise you, Father, for who you are in our life. We worship you, Spirit of the living God. We thank you, Father, for the power of intercession that is upon us this morning, Lord. We thank you for releasing your Spirit to be upon us, Lord, the Spirit of truth, mighty God. We thank you, Father, that whatever that we are praying for, it shall come to pass, Lord, because you said in your word that whatever we ask in your name, it shall be given unto us, Father. I just want to thank you for protecting our children, Lord, for protecting all the women all over the world, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, the devil doesn't have power over our children. He doesn't have power over anybody in the world, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I stand upon your word, and we come against all the evil spirit that is sent upon the nation, the spirit that is sent upon your children, the spirit that is sent upon our husbands, the spirit that is sent upon our wives, the spirit of division, Lord. I come against that spirit, even the spirit of divorce, mighty God. I come against that spirit, Lord, and I pray, mighty God, for peace in our homes, Lord. Father, enter our houses, Lord. We cry right now, Lord, for peace that passes all understanding. Enter into our homes, Lord, and give us peace, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, the Bible says the devil come to destroy and to steal. He's not going to steal our joy. He's not going to steal our children. He's not going to steal our husband. He's not going to steal our wives, in the name of Jesus. Father, we sprinkle the blood of Jesus all over the world. We are saying, rain, Father, rain this morning. Rain in our life, Lord. Rain in all the roads, Lord. We come against even the accident, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. Mighty God, there's only one power that we know, and that is the power of God. So, Father, I glorify you right now in the name of Jesus. And even the sickness, Lord, I come against every sickness in your children, Father. I call upon Jehovah Rapha to enter into their homes and heal them, mighty God. Heal those who are sick right now, those who are mourning, Father. I pray for peace upon their life, and I pray for the power of healing to be upon them, Lord. Father, you are God, and I just want to worship you, Lord. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through the God of the pulling down of the stronghold, to the casting down of imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and to bring every thought of obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, Lord, in my own life today, I tear down the stronghold of Satan, and I smash the plan of Satan that has been formed against us, Lord. I tear down the stronghold of Satan against our mind, against our life, and I surrender our mind to you, Lord. Bless Holy Spirit. I affirm, Heavenly Father, that you are have not given us a spirit of fear, but you have given us a spirit of love, of sound mind. I break and smash the stronghold of Satan from against our emotions today, and I give my emotions to you, Lord. I smash the stronghold of Satan, Lord, from against our will, Lord, this morning, and I give you our will this morning, Lord. And we chose, Lord, to make the right decision of faith. I smash the stronghold of Satan from against our body today, and I give our body to you, Lord. We recognize that you are our temple. Then we rejoice in your mercy, Father. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you that you are God, and besides you there is no other. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
Prophetess Darlene Gray.
Hallelujah. Father God, we bless you. For this is a day that you've made, and we rejoice and we are glad in it. We thank you, Lord God, that your power is present to heal and deliver and set free. We thank you, Lord, that you cause us to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit. Cause us to be one, Lord. Cause us to walk in unity, even in our families, even in marriages, Lord, even among siblings, Lord. Cause us to walk in unity, even as we serve in ministry, Lord God. We just rebuke the spirit of division and chaos and confusion. For you said where there's envy and strife, there is every evil work. And we snuff it out, every spirit of rebellion. We snuff it out in the name of Jesus. We cover the ministry with your blood. And we lift up our leaders, Lord God. And we bless and strengthen them, Lord. And we cover them, Lord. We cover them, Lord God, with your mighty hand and with your strength, Lord God. The blood of Jesus prevails, and we push back the enemy right now, and we break the power of deception. We break the power of the witch. We break the power of the warlock, and we dispel and cancel every assignment of the enemy. And we decree and declare, Lord, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that's risen against us in judgment is already condemned. We thank you, Father, that violence shall no more be heard in our lands, wasting nor destruction within our borders, but thou shalt call our walls salvation and our gates praise. And we thank you for the spirit of restoration and healing. We thank you for delivering us from the power of darkness. You've redeemed us from the curse of the law. You've redeemed us from sickness, poverty, and spiritual death. And for poverty, you've given us wealth. For sickness, you've given us health. And for death, you've given us eternal life. And we bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
And Father God, I come to you just to say thank you. I come to you to give you the praise. I come to you because you deserve everything of mine, God. Father God, I ask that you cover every household that is on this call. Cover every family member that is connected on this call, God. Father God, let the sick say that I am healed, God. And we thank you, God, for your healing. We thank you, God, for your peace. We thank you, God, for your covering. We thank you, God, for your favor. We thank you, God, for all the things you have done in our lives, God. Father God, we thank you, God, for every entrepreneur and business owner that are standing and going by your word, God. Father God, I ask that you increase 110% and more, God. Increase where new ideas and creative ideas are able to generate for each and every one, God. Father God, we thank you, God, for our children. Cover our children, God. Cover them tonight and let them have sweet, favorable, and prosperous dreams, God. Cover them when they're in the schools, God, that the teachers will see something in them, God. Cover them when they're walking in the streets, God. Cover them wherever they go, God. We thank you, God, for your covering. We thank you, God, for your favor. We thank you, God, because I am rooted in your love, God. I am rooted in Christ Jesus, God. Father God, I ask for all these things in the name of Jesus, in your precious name. Amen.
And Father, we just thank you, Lord, for all the prayers and all the utterances that have been said on this call tonight. Father, we pray for all those that are sick and shut in. Father, we pray that your healing power would touch them in a very special way. Father, we lift up Pastor Dorothy Reed, and we lift up all those that are sick and shut in. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that even for Prophetess Barbara, Father, we thank you, Lord, that even as she would travel overseas, Father, we pray, Lord, that you will bless her. And you will keep her, and you will lead her, and you will guide her, Father. Father, I thank you, Lord, you will just pour favor out towards her direction, Father. Father, I thank you, Lord, that even as she's a mover and a shaker, Lord, that your will be done in her life, Father, as she will come forth with the praise before. Father, I pray even as we move forward into this day, because this is your day that you have made. Father, I thank you, Lord, that favor shall be granted. Father, I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that even as you said in your word, that you loadeth us daily with benefits. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we will receive those benefits and we will execute everything that we need to execute on that day. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for divine favor, divine friendship. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're going to bless us with favor in high places, whatever it might be, whether it be legal matters, whether it be financial matters. Father, we thank you right now, Lord. Now, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus you would touch those that are on this call tonight, Lord. Touch every household, touch every individual in the name of Jesus. Touch them, Lord, and let them know that they have been touched by you, Father. But, Father, we choose to stand, even in this moment and in this hour, we choose to call upon thy name, because, Father, we know that there's no other name that we can call upon but your name, because in your name there's salvation, in your name there's healing, in your name, Father, there's everything that we have need of. And Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that you're doing a great and mighty thing in our life. And Father, we say, let your will be done, just have your way, Father. Father, we will not look back, but we're going to press towards that mark, which is a high calling in you, in the name of Jesus. Father, we give your name praise and we give your thanks as we move forward. Thank you for traveling mercies. Thank you, Lord, for divine protection and safety as we move and navigate through this day. Give us the tongue of the wise, that even as we will open our mouth to speak, fill it up, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you're touching our businesses. You're touching our ideas. And as we move forth in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're going to rise us up and you're going to cause us to provoke the Jews to jealousy. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, that we will have no need, no want for anything because, God, you are the one that supplies all our needs. Therefore, Father, we give your name praise and thanks, Father, and we bless your holy name for everything that you're doing because, Father, you have started a good work on the inside of us. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're going to perfect everything that concerns us in your matchless name. Amen, amen, amen. Well, family, thank you so much. I love you. We're going to continue to sit in the wall. We are not going to give up. We are not going to quit because we're doing a good thing for the Lord. Amen. So, family, thank you again. God bless you. I love every one of you to life. Hope to see Prophetess Tiny back in the States real soon. Amen. And people,
amen.
And let's share this news. Share with one another. If you want to be blessed, you got to give it away. You can't keep what God has given you. So, people of God,
amen.
Let's just keep on keeping on in the name of the Lord. I love every one of you to life, peace, and blessing. And allow this day to be a day of supernatural provision, supernatural breakthroughs, because God is moving. And we want to give his name the praise and the thanks. Amen. I love you all. Peace.
God bless you.
Amen.
God
bless
you.
Amen.
Good night.
Amen, people of God. Just want to let you know, come back here at 9 a.m. with the Archbishop, our Master Prophet. He will be here teaching live. Is there any announcements from any of the company or prophets? Please announce it. All right. Also, we have our 12.
Yes.
Go on, Prophet Joshua. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Prophetess Naomi. Yes, we have our 12 noon Pop Life radio show. It's going to be Man Cave Monday with myself, Prophet Gregory Jackson, and Prophet Prentice. So come and join us. We'll be talking about the harvest tomorrow. And don't forget, all poem members at 7 p.m. tomorrow, Prophet Miola, all poem members at 7 p.m. Thank you so much, Prophetess Naomi.
Amen, amen. All right, people of God. Also, we will be back here at 11:55 p.m. to start our prophetic prayer midnight call. I want to say good night and God bless, and do not forget to check your email. Good night.
God bless.
God bless the prophet Naomi.
Good.